Poppy love and wagon tail, bark and stories never fail. Fetch the ball and chase the mail in a world where dogs prevail. Morning walks and evening runs, happy days filled with fun. Paws on ground under the sun, loyal bond second to none.
Take that pit bull home, put a sweater on it. This dog used to win tournaments. Now his name's Nicole, and he's eating vegan treats out of some white lady's hands. You know how dangerous you gotta be to convince a pit bull he doesn't eat meat anymore? That'd be white girl dangerous.
That was Michael Che with my absolute favorite pit bull joke. It's awesome. Hey there, fellow dog lovers. Grab your favorite squeaky toy, plop down on the comfiest spot on the couch, and get ready to dive into the hilarious, heartwarming, and sometimes downright ridiculous world of dogs. Welcome to the Life is the Pits podcast, where we talk about everything canine, with a special shout out to the breed that's closest to my heart, Pit Bulls. I'm so excited to kick things off and introduce you to this little corner of the dog-loving world. This episode is all about giving you a preview of what's to come as we embark on this fun, heartwarming, and sometimes wild journey into the world of dogs. You might be wondering why Life is the Pits. Well, let me introduce you to the real stars of the show, my pit bull girls. These lovable goofballs are the inspiration behind this podcast. From their wagging tails to their endless supply of slobbery kisses, they've taught me that life really is the pits. In the best possible way, of course. Now let me introduce you to my girls. They're the queens of the couch, the rulers of the backyard, and the undisputed champions of tug-of-war. There's Penny, my 3-year-old Staffy, a sweet little Velcro dog who's mastered the art of booping snoots into treat retrieval. It's always fun having a bowling ball hit you in the snoot for a treat. 100% my fault for teaching her that specific trick. Then there's Piper, my 10-month-old pit bull crossed with a tornado, who sees household items as the perfect pit bull puppy toys, even though she has hundreds of actual dog toys. And of course, I'll also share stories about my senior girl, Pixie, a pit bull shepherd mix who crossed the Rainbow Bridge last year. Each episode of this podcast will be a tribute to their unique personalities, quirks, and the immense joy they bring to my life. Whether they're stealing the spotlight with their antics or inspiring thoughtful conversations about dog advocacy, these girls are the heart and soul of Life is the Pits. Whether you're a dog owner, a dog lover, or just someone who enjoys a good laugh, Life is the Pits will have something for you. This podcast is your dose of all things dog, from hilarious stories of canine chaos to heartwarming tales of furry friendship, and probably some heartbreaking ones as well. Let's be honest, pit bulls have a special kind of charm. They're goofy, they're affectionate, and they're fiercely loyal. But they also get a bad rap. That's why this podcast isn't just about celebrating these wonderful dogs, but also about shining a light on the true nature of pit bulls. While my girls, who happen to be pit bull type girls, are the inspiration, this podcast is for everyone who loves dogs. We'll be talking about all breeds, all sizes, and all the way dogs make our lives better. From tips on dog care to stories of incredible rescues and even dogs with jobs. Life is the Pits is a celebration of the bond between humans and their four-legged friends. Pit bulls are often misunderstood, and it's time to set the record straight. In this podcast, we'll dive into the history of the breed, debunk common myths, and share stories that show just how loving and gentle these dogs can be. I have to admit, before my beautiful girl Pixie came into my world, I believe the message in the media regarding these amazing companions. But I was also of the belief that it's not just the dog, but their companion as well, that can create any issue. I was prepared to set my girl up for success, called in trainers and behaviorists to help me out. What I discovered almost immediately is only one of the stories in the media held true about Pixie. Pit bulls can be very dog selective. This was true of my baby girl. But I didn't mind because, let's be honest, there are days where I am very people selective. You know the t-shirt? I can't. It's too people-y out there today. I feel like that was specifically designed with me in mind. Other than that, Pixie was a very loving dog. I have never experienced such a fast bond with a pet before. Prepare to have your heart melted. Each episode will feature stories of pit bulls who have defied the odds, whether it's through rescue and rehabilitation or simply by being the best cuddle buddies ever. Did you know that pit bulls have been movie stars, TV icons, and even war heroes? We'll explore how pit bulls have made their mark on pop culture and why they've become such beloved figures in the dog world. I mean, John Wick has a pit bull. According to BeChewy.com, Kia, a pit bull, is the first pit bull police canine officer. Kia works proudly alongside her handler, Justin, for the Poughkeepsie Police Department as a narcotics and missing persons detection dog. Since placing Kia, Universal Canine has also placed over 30 other pit bulls in police programs. Shout out needs to go out to Universal Canine and Animal Farm Foundation for this great work, getting these adoptable dogs a great assignment and a purpose. Thank you so much for helping these incredible pups. Living with pit bulls means there's never a dull moment. Whether it's the way they snore like freight trains or their habit of stealing your spot on the bed, my girls keep me laughing every day. I hope you will tune in for a good chuckle as we share some of the funniest and most relatable stories from the world of dog parenting. These will all be relatable, whether you have a pit bull, a Pomeranian, or a poodle. As Cesar Millan says, dogs are first animals, then species, then breed, then name. Dogs have a way of teaching us some of life's most important lessons, like patience, unconditional love, and the importance of always having a snack on hand. My pit bulls have been my greatest teachers, and I'm excited to share the wisdom they've imparted on me, or more so how they've taught me what I still need to learn and work on. If you think life with pit bulls is all about lounging on the couch, think again. These dogs are full of energy, and they keep me on my toes with their endless enthusiasm for life and trying to get some of my dinner for. From impromptu zoomies in the backyard, or up and down the stairs, immediately in front of me, or to their insatiable curiosity, there's never a dull moment with these pups around. One of the main goals of this podcast is to break the stereotypes that surround pit bulls. We'll discuss how these dogs have been unfairly judged, and what we can do to change public perception. Pit bulls are not the only types of dogs who face these stereotypes. I'd like to be an advocate for each breed experiencing these misconceptions, because when they are with the right trainer or pet parent, they can all be great family members and great community members. Owning a dog is a big responsibility, and this podcast will cover everything you need to know about being a responsible pet parent. From training tips to health advice, we're here to help you give your dog the best life possible. I would also like to focus on dog businesses. There are great people out there who have chosen not only to be fabulous companions and share their lives with their dogs, but have also developed a professional life around them and other dog owners. There are so many dogs out there in need of loving homes, and we want to help. Life is the Pits will spotlight rescue organizations, share stories of successful adoptions, and encourage listeners to get involved in helping these amazing dogs find their forever homes. I want Life is the Pits to be more than just a podcast. I want to form a community of dog lovers who are passionate about celebrating the joy that dogs bring into our lives. Whether you're here for the laughs, the heartwarming stories, or the important conversations about dog advocacy, we're glad to have you with us. Thank you for being part of this journey. Your support means the world to me and my pit bull girls, and we're excited to keep bringing you new episodes filled with love, laughter, and plenty of tail wagging moments. Just some questions you may have about the show. What inspired the name Life is the Pits? The name Life is the Pits is a playful nod to the pit bull breed, which inspires this podcast. It also reflects the ups and downs of dog parenting, with a focus on the joys that make it all worthwhile. While pit bulls are the stars of my world, and my life does indeed revolve around them, Life is the Pits is about all dogs. We will be covering a wide range of topics that any dog lover will enjoy. Can I suggest topics or stories for the podcast? Absolutely. I would love to hear from our listeners. If you have a topic or story you'd like to share, feel free to reach out. Email us at lifeisthepitspodcast@gmail.com. I would also like to host other dog parents on the podcast to share their stories about their companions and just have a joyful conversation about these wonderful creatures. Where can I listen to Life is the Pits? You can listen to Life is the Pits on all major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. We also have a YouTube channel where all the episodes will be posted. Now that you've had an introduction to the show, here is today's dog tale. The story is Three Wishes by me, Marla Vogel. It was inspired by a cartoon I saw ages and ages ago on Facebook. To be honest, I can't even remember how long ago it was, but I just found it really touching and decided to do a little write-up about it. And so here we go. Returning home after her short walk with Max, her senior pup, Emma felt a pang of sadness. Their once long and adventurous Saturday outings had become shorter as Max aged, his energy waning with the passing years. After helping Max settle down on his cozy bed, Emma kissed his soft fur and whispered, "Rest up, buddy." She then grabbed her purse and headed out to join her friends for a planned shopping trip. Their destination was a nearby quiet town, forgotten by time, where a quaint antique store caught Emma's eye. The store's windows were clouded with dust, and its sign hung crooked, faded from years of neglect. Drawn by a sense of curiosity that always tugged at her when encountering old things, Emma decided to step inside, leaving her friends to explore the boutiques down the street. The moment Emma walked through the door, the sound of a small bell jingled above her, announcing her arrival. The store was a maze of towering shelves, each crammed with relics from distant eras, vintage jewelry, tarnished tools, worn books, and faded photographs. The air was thick with the smell of aged wood and musk of forgotten memories. Emma wandered slowly, letting her fingers trail along the shelves as she admired the many objects steeped in history. In a dimly lit corner, something gold caught her eye. High on the shelf sat a dusty, ornate lamp, its surface adorned with intricate patterns that swirled in delicate designs. Curious, Emma reached up and carefully lifted the lamp down, feeling an odd connection to the object. There was something about it that called to her, and without hesitation, she made her purchase and brought the antique home. Once back, Emma placed Max on his bed and sat down with the lamp, determined to clean it. She gently rubbed the surface, trying to remove the layers of grime that had settled over the years. To her astonishment, a plume of smoke began to swirl from the spout, filling the air around her with a shimmering haze. She gasped and leaned back, wide-eyed, as the smoke formed into the shape of a towering figure. "Greetings, young one," the figure boomed, its voice deep and resonant. "I am a genie bound to this lamp. You have freed me, and in return I shall grant you three wishes." Emma blinked in disbelief. A genie? It was something out of a storybook, yet here it was, standing in her living room. Her mind raced with the possibilities, but she knew she needed to choose her wishes wisely. For her first wish, Emma asked for financial security. She wished for enough money to ensure that she and her family would never struggle again. The genie waved a hand, producing a sparkling golden coin he promised would never lose its value. For her second wish, Emma thought of Max, her loyal companion. She wished for perfect health for herself and her loved ones, and most of all, Max, to give him the vitality of a youthful dog for at least 20 more years. The genie granted her wish with a vial of glowing elixir, its light pulsating from the promise of long-lasting health. As soon as she gave Max a drop of the elixir, his transformation was immediate. He sprang up with an energy Emma hadn't seen in years, his eyes bright and his steps lively. Overcome with joy, she joined him in a playful romp around the house, their laughter and barks filling the air with happiness. Just as Emma was about to take Max outside for a walk, the genie called after her, "Wait! You still have one more wish." Emma turned and smiled, glancing at Max, who was now wagging his tail energetically by her side. She looked back at the genie and said, "Yes, and I'll see you in another 20 years for that one." With a knowing smile, the genie nodded and vanished into the lamp, which Emma placed carefully on a high shelf. Content and grateful, Emma took Max out into the sunshine, ready for many more adventures to come, knowing that for now her wishes had been granted in the most precious ways possible. And with that, I'd like to say, may your days be blessed with wagon tails and puppy kisses. Thank you for joining me on this journey. I'm so excited to have you here, and I can't wait to share all the wonderful things we've got planned for Life as the Pits. Be sure to subscribe and stay tuned for our next episode.